Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Stein. Batting second. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting third. The third baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth. The DH, Brian Downing. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting ninth. The catcher, Pete Varney. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Rich Gossage. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting second. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting seventh. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitorf. And now, play ball. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is called out on strikes. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Splitorf fires to first and has Horta trapped. There's the throw to White, who tags Horta for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first, with Gossage covering, for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mayberry for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is called out on strikes. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Bradford reaches second base with a double. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae takes first base on ball four. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McRae moves to second. One out. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McRae moves to third. Two outs. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek takes first base on ball four. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Potek. The throw from Varney and he is safe. Potek steals second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White takes first base on ball four. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0 for 1 in the game. Paquette hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon strikes out. One out. Pete Varney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varney hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0 for 1 in the game. Stein hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Paquette. Stein reaches second base with a double. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 1 in the game. Garr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stein scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Garr. Brett reaches second base with a double. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayberry takes first base on ball 4. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McRae hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 1 in the game. Downing takes first base on ball 4. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Bradford hits a line drive into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 1 in the game. Dent hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Downing moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez strikes out. 1 out. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Patek is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Varney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varney is 0 for 1 in the game. Varney takes first base on ball 4. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Stein hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Garr. The throw from Martinez and he is safe. Garr steals second. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Garr moves to third. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0 for 2 in the game. Paquette hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bradford who is chasing the ball. Paquette reaches third base with a triple. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Paquette tags and scores. 1 out. It's White Sox, 1, Royals, 1. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Brett takes first base on ball 4. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brett. The throw from Varney and he is safe. Brett steals second. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mayberry hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Downing hits a line drive towards first. Mayberry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 2 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 2 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dent hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon bunts towards the mound. Splittorf fields it and throws to first for the out. Dent moves to second. One out. Pete Varney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varney is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Varney takes first base on ball 4. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Stein strikes out. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Garr hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Paquette bunts towards first. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first, with Stein covering, for the out. White moves to second. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. White moves to third. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Brett hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bradford hits a line drive into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Royals won. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, McRae hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 3 in the game. Cowens hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Royals won. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Dent hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Pete Varney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varney is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Varney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Splittorf fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Royals won. The Royals will come to bat. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 3 in the game. Martinez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Patek hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas pinch hits for Frank White. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Patek. The throw from Varney and he is safe. Patek steals second. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas strikes out. Two outs. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Paquette strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Royals won. The White Sox will come to bat. Cookie Rojas now playing second base. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Stein hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Garr hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Splittorf fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Downing strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Royals won. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Otis takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Brett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Mayberry hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, McRae hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Otis moves to second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 4 in the game. Cowens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Little now pitching. Jim Spencer pinch hits for Lamar Johnson. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Bradford hits a line drive towards short. Potek reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Dent strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Spencer now playing first base. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Potek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 1 in the game. Rojas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rojas. The throw from Varney and he is safe. Rojas steals second. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Paquette hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Orta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May pinch hits for Chet Lemon. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with little covering, for the out. One out. Pete Varney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varney is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Varney strikes out. Two outs. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. Stein hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Little, and towards Brett, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Carlos May now playing left field. Ralph Garr now playing center field. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brett for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk, Mayberry hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.